Business development is happening all over Hayes. Grow Hayes' executive director, Doug Williams, talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a lot we're going to hit on today because there's a lot going on in town, right?
There's a lot going on in Hayes right now. There really is.
Trying to look at the list here, what we were going to hit on first. Convention Center. I drove by it the other day. It looks like they're pretty darn close.
They are working feverishly out there. I was in it again last week for my second tour, and a lot had taken place in the week or two's time between my first visit and my second. I would say the actual convention center itself, which I think they're focusing on right now, is really pretty close. I think they have some August events scheduled for that, and so they're focusing on that, but it's pretty close, and it is going to be really nice. I think anybody that goes in there is going to be impressed, and then the hotel soon to follow, but they were also putting furniture in the upper rooms and, the carpets down upstairs and in all floors, and they're coming along nicely. That's going to be a great asset to our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Just out of curiosity, do you know how they're doing staffing-wise? Because that's been one of my big things is, everybody in town is still hiring. Are they able to find the staff they need?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not sure. I know they have a manager and a events director because they are currently officing down here at Brief Space for them until they get their offices done up there. I need to ask them how they're doing on staffing because I haven't asked that question. So I will ask that, and by next week I'll have an answer for that one.
Excellent. I'll give us something to check up on then.
Yes.
So right,
and of course, the Abbott Hotel, just right across from it, is plugging along as well, just to the south of the convention center.
Yeah. I was up there, and I don't know why I was up there. I made it a point to look at both those. They're not quite as close to getting that thing done, but it sure is going up quick.
Yeah, they've. I think the Hilton Garden Suites, the convention center, there's been a lot more going on inside than you see outside, and I think the Abbott is a little bit the opposite. There's been a lot going on outside, so you see a lot more progress, but not as much going on inside. I don't think they have sheetrocking of the interior rooms and that kind of thing done, and so they're a ways away, but both of them, lots of activity out there for sure.
Yeah, and that's going to be so tremendous for that area once they get all that put together. That strip mall that they're building in that same area right in front of the convention center, contracts signed on leasing those spaces?
I know there's some interest, but I don't know of anything that's actually signed up at this point in time. I've heard different things about a couple of restaurants and, in the one, there's a drive-up window on the west side, so that's lending itself, obviously, to a restaurant or something of that nature. But I don't know that there's anything actually signed in terms of leases.
Hmm. Can you share with us who the interested parties might be? I know you can't, but I have to ask.
Right. Well, I actually don't. All I know is I was told that the actual owner of the place is looking at putting some sort of a restaurant operation in there to kind of kick it off. And so some sort of franchise type operation, but they weren't specific as to what.
Sure.
So, and I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. And actually, I don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah, we just leave it at that. But yeah, I would think, once both those hotels get done, you're looking at a busy weekend, say a graduation weekend here with, a few hundred people up in that area. I would think you'd have to have some restaurants just because, how are they, with all those people right there, they're not all going to drive into town. And there's right at the moment, not a lot of options up in that area. I mean, there's Wendy's and Subway and Walmart, but that's kind of it for now until Fuzzy's gets open, right?
Right, and I think Fuzzy's is open in the next few weeks, though, and so, that'll be another option, but it absolutely, you've got a convention center with 100 rooms, and then you've got the Abbott Hotel with, I believe it's 70 rooms, so you've got 170 rooms within walking distance of that that shopping center there, that strip center. And so absolutely, I think there's a good opportunity for somebody to have a successful operation there.
Yeah. You could go I'm thinking like a sandwich shop or a quick, you know, soup and salad place, something like that would probably do just gangbusters in that area.
I would think so.
And then, you know, on that same note, in that area, we've got the Travel Plaza. There's work still going on there, right?
Yes, they're starting on the infrastructure part. And so that's the part that you don't see a lot of stuff coming up out of the ground, you know, water, sewer, roads, and that kind of thing. But they're starting on that, and we'll see a lot of activity out there on that type of thing. And then, of course, ultimately, the plan is a truck stop, truck wash, RV park, a couple of hotels, a couple of restaurants, and perhaps some retail. So over the next 5 years, we're going to see a lot of activity out at that site as well.
Yeah, and I mean, and so just kind of if you look at the map, all that's kind of clustered up in that northwest corner. I mean, there's some space between those two, the convention center and the Travel Plaza, but that old north side is developing quick, and that's not all that's going up in that area, right?
Well, you look around up there, I mean, Joe Bob Outfitters, if you've driven by there lately, you know, north on the north side of his building, he's got a 52,000 square feet addition that he's put onto his operation. Part of it he's going to use for his existing business. Part of it he's going to rent out to, he's got a couple of other businesses that he's going to put in there, and then he's going to have some rental space as well. But that is a huge addition up there. 52,000 square feet, there's a lot of square footage.
Yeah, not a shed, for sure.
No, it's not your backyard shed, for sure.
And I think that, you know, that's going to be what he was envisioning, I believe, and I think you probably have more information on this than I do, but I had spoke to him a while back about it. He was envisioning, like, small office space being rented, like maybe a lawyer's office or a tax accountant, something like that, right?
What he envisioned. Now, whether that's what actually happens or not, you know, those things, you think this is going to be suited for this, and then something completely opposite comes along. The good news is that it's just an open space. It's a blank canvas, so anything could go in there. And I know he's had inquiries from a kind of a variety of different type of business entities, but primarily it's probably going to be some sort of office type environment.
Yeah, because when you develop a building like that, to put in something like a restaurant, you kind of have to plan a little bit ahead, don't you?
Right, and I don't think it would probably lend itself very well to a restaurant or that type operation, even though he gets good traffic by there with his business. But it probably is going to be more of a destination than a whim type thing. That hey, we'll just stop there because we're driving by.
Yeah. And I think the bulk of his operation is online, I believe, isn't it?
Big part of his business is online. Yeah. But I think he has a robust retail business right there in his storefront as well.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to. But I'm just thinking, like, because it's kind of set off a little bit. And now we're kind of focusing on Joe Bob Outfitters. It's a little bit off the road, so it's not, you know, like a downtown shop where you're getting a lot of foot traffic. I think, as you say, it's a kind of a destination spot. You have to know you're going up there to want to go up there.
That's correct. And, of course, also up there, a little bit of change as with the Harley-Davidson operation, as many may be aware of, may not, but there's no longer a Harley-Davidson franchised operation here. Harley has changed their philosophy as it relates to small markets, and Brian and Deanna Durfler have closed the Harley Davidson part of the business. They've sold the business that they had to BJ and Dina Rupp, who are starting Good Times Motorcycle Sales and Service, and they're operating out of the existing location for a while, but ultimately they're going to be on South Vine in the old Harley Davidson location at 11th and Vine. So a little bit of a change up there. Sad to see the Harley flag leave Hayes, and they've been there a long, long time, but not completely gone, because they're going to be BJ and Dean are going to be taking over the business and still doing sales and service of motorcycles, not necessarily new Harleys, but sales and service of motorcycles.
Yeah, I was surprised when that was announced how many people were interested. I'm not a motorcycle rider, so maybe I just don't know the culture well enough around the motorcycles in the area, but it was a huge, huge story.
Well, it is a big story, and it's unfortunate in some ways. You know, big companies, they make their decisions, and they choose how they want to market their products, and things evolve. But gosh, the Dürflers have been in the Harley-Davidson motorcycle business for, I think, 50 years maybe or more, the family. Mm-hmm. And so it is sad to see that go. It does present an opportunity up there for that building, because we would love to find somebody to go in and use that facility. I don't believe at this point in time they've got anybody going in there. So we're busy trying to find somebody to take over there with whatever type operation it might be.
Sure. Well, and since you mentioned that the empty building, there's a couple other ones that I think people know are up there, that Aaron's building and that Carlos O'Kelly's building. Any word with all the rest of the developments that are happening in that area, what might be going on in those buildings or that land?
I know there's constantly inquiries and people talking about and looking at the Carlos O'Kelly site just because it's such a good location. But I'm not aware of anything that's solid on that one, nor the Aaron's building. And we'd love to have something in both of those. There's also some space in Tebow Village still available.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the whole the corner up there, which I think is about 15,000 square feet, and that's the space that needs to be filled. But expansion is a difficult task right at the moment for lots of retail businesses, because they just don't know where they stand as it relates to the pandemic and coming out of this whole thing. So they've kind of got their horns pulled in, and they're being cautious.
Sure, sure. And even today, I think we saw Bed Bath & Beyond announced that they were, and this doesn't affect Hayes, but they were going to close a bunch of their locations and some of the other retailers that we have in the area. And none here, thank goodness so far, but GNC and JCPenney's, of course, Gordman's is doing their closing sale right now. I can't imagine any realtor or retailer, rather, jumping on development.
But there's still some lookers out there, but they're very cautious. And, you know, retail has a challenge. It had a challenge before the pandemic, with online being what it is and Amazon the way it competes. But throw the pandemic onto things, and it has really changed the equation for those people. So we're going to see retail, but it's going to be cautious, and they're going to be very selective as to where they go.
Sure. Do you think once the convention center and the plaza, or the Avid Hotel rather, start to fill up and that area really starts to fill out with businesses, do you think there will be a lot more interest in those existing structures, and maybe we'll see a lot more activity quickly? I'm kind of thinking like Salina did. A couple businesses popped up on that north side of I-70, and then all of a sudden it was just the floodgates had opened, and there's now 50 businesses up there.
I do. I think activity begets activity, and I think we'll see more things happen as these things develop. But it just takes time. And one thing people forget, you know, when we look at our retail market, and we certainly have some underserved areas of our retail market, but when we compare ourselves to Dodge City or Garden City, if you look at the demographics, I think the population of Finney County, where Garden City is located, is about 36,000. Population of Ford County, where Dodge City is located, is about 32,000. And our population in Ellis County is about 28,000. So we play with a little bit of at a disadvantage on being able to attract some retailers that they're able to, just because we don't have the people that they have. And that's the name of the game in retail, is the number of people you can get through the door.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, you know, industry wise, what's the biggest need right now in Hayes or Ellis County?
As far far as retail goes?
Yeah, yeah. Like, is it you know, clothing stores? Is it? I don't know. I can't think of another example. This is like, this is your world.
Well, I think yes. If I was to point at any one thing that we are lacking, particularly with Gordman's closing, you know, a department store, clothing. You know, there are some men's clothing options, certainly downtown, couture for men and some things like that, but there's not a wide variety of clothing opportunities. And so I think there's some opportunity there. Would love to see something like a Kohl's or something like that come in. And I think they would do quite well here. So those are some areas of retail that I think would be something we would go after and like to see come in.
Yeah. You know, and we've got about a minute left, so I'm going to throw this big one at you here. You know, what, when in your role, and you go to recruit some of these businesses, you threw Kohl's out there as an example, and I love Kohl's, so let's just stick with it. How does that even work? Do you just call them up and say, like, hey, we've got a building this area is developing that you might be interested in, and they come check it out? Or is it, how does that work?
It can be as simple as that. The thing is that they know about us. So this isn't, it's not like we're going to call them and tell them anything they don't know. Typically what you find with those organizations is they work with developers who put up the structures for them and that kind of thing. And so a developer comes in and they may acquire some property, as DJ Christie has up by the Home Depot area. He still owns some property up there. And then they are typically out soliciting leases and tenants to build a property on, so they can lease it out to these people, because a lot of these people don't own the real estate they're on. They lease it. And so it can come from a lot of different areas. The developer, the economic realtors, property owners, you know, there's lots of ways that those things can happen. But it can be as simple as contacting their site person and finding out what they're looking for and what they're wanting to do.
Hmm. Well, okay. I was kind of kidding about it, but good to hear that at least that still kind of works.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be that simple.
Excellent. Well, Doug, we are out of time. Anything else you want to squeak in real quick before we go?
Well, just the only other thing I was going to mention is downtown. I don't want to forget about downtown, and the Strand Event Center is under construction, and that's going to be a really nice addition to downtown Hayes as well. They're fixing it up. It's going to be an event center for weddings and what have you, and the 300 people or so that it'll hold. And if you go in there, it's pretty cool. They tore everything out, and the old tin ceilings up at the top from the old theater and things are in there, and it's going to be a nice addition to downtown. So I didn't want to get out of here without mentioning that.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm excited to see that and maybe even do a story on him, because I was in there before he started work, but I haven't seen it since.
I think it'd be a great story. They're probably, 60 days from opening up, and it's going to be nice.